Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Time now for sports and a nod to Boston's latest sports hero.
I can see his big broad shoulders, and I like his tight buzz cut. Number 87's open, Gronkowski's fire.
Well, you can't fault Conan O'Brien for that brief homage to Rob Gronkowski on Monday. The Patriots' tight end pulled in three touchdowns in last week's 45-10 drubbing of Tim Tebow's Denver Broncos.
Next up for the Patriots, the Baltimore Ravens. The two teams have played each other seven times over 3 years, with the Patriots winning all but one of those games. But the last time they met in the playoffs in 2010, the Ravens shelled the Patriots 33-14 in Foxborough.
Joining us now, as he does on most Wednesdays, is the host of NPR's Only a Game, Bill Littlefield. Hello there, Bill.
Hi, Meghna.
So the Ravens are the only team left standing between the Pats and the Super Bowl, and here's what Tom Brady had to say about them this week.
The Ravens, they're the best team we faced all year, and they present a ton of challenges in all three phases of the game. So, we really got our work cut out for us.
So, Bill, is Brady right? Is this the best team the Patriots have played all year?
Well, if they're one of the four teams left, that would argue that they've had a pretty fair season, I would think. And who would argue with Tom Brady, at least within the confines of Route 128 and slightly beyond?
Good point. So, Bill, this game seems like it's going to be pitting one of the league's best offensive teams, the Patriots, against the great Ravens defense. Mm-hmm. What do you like about the game, and who do you pick?
Well, home field is an advantage. That's why they operate the National Football League the way they do and give the home field advantage to the team with the best record through the regular season. The Patriots have earned that. Short of that, I really don't know. I think this is one of these games that's going to be fun to watch. It seems to me that an awful lot is going to depend on how the game begins. The Patriots are sort of a strange team this year. They can go in against a team that doesn't look anywhere near as good as they are and go behind 21-0. And still come back.
Right.
But you can't do that against a team like the Ravens, because they're not going to give you that many opportunities to score, at least historically. This year it doesn't look as if they will. So it'll be very interesting to see how this one starts, and I'm sure there'll be lots of people tuned in.
Well, Bill, what about Sunday's other matchup, Giants versus 49ers? What do you make?
The odds makers make San Francisco a 2.5-point favorite. I never argue with the odds makers because they tend to be armed.
Yeah, wise man.
Another interesting point about this game is it's the end for Candlestick Park. Mm-hmm. And I have had the happy opportunity of seeing baseball played in Arctic Candlestick Park.
I did that once. It's one of the coldest hot summer days I've ever spent.
Exactly. Coldest hot summer day ever. And nights were even worse. But it's kind of sad. A lot of great things happened there. Willie Mays played a fair portion of his career there, and this will be the last event in Candlestick Park, as I understand it, at least for a professional team.
Well, speaking of baseball, let's turn to the sport. Since spring training is just around the corner, Anthony's doing a little jig of joy over here in the corner. It seems like it's been a mixed week for the Sox, though. They resigned Jacoby Ellsbury, and now Carl Crawford is hurt. So what's going on?
Carl Crawford has had problems with his wrist on and off for a number of years, and he's just had surgery on it, something called the debridement of the wrist. And I hadn't even realized his wrist was married. This removing injured tissue from his wrist. And apparently he's expected to be okay fairly soon, although
maybe,
perhaps not for opening
right,
day.
Right, not ready for opening day.
Right.
At the same time, Bill, the Yankees, those guys down south have had a good few days picking up some great pitching for their staff.
Everybody
right?
is saying that. Michael Pineda and Hiroki Kuroda, maybe, but who knows? You know, pitching is so iffy, and especially when the pitching in question is 22 years old.
That's right.
I don't know how great their pitching is going to be. You know, that's why we tune in the spring.
Now, Bill, maybe it's because, to mention the Patriots again, they're doing so well. Maybe it's because the Red Sox played like such, well, losers during that epic collapse last fall. But is there some huge shift going on in the sort of sports universe out there? Are the Patriots overtaking the Red Sox as New England's favorite team?
I think you can chart shifts, as your comment suggested. Yeah. You can chart these shifts directly in relationship to how well the teams are doing. The Bruins are enjoying great popularity right now. They brought the cup back home where it belongs, and they're obviously played magnificently this season. The Red Sox, as you say, fell apart last fall. And the Patriots, I mean, my goodness, fourth opportunity to win the Super Bowl since 2002. So there's bound to be a rise in their popularity. That and the fact that the National Football League is much the most popular sport in the country, with the possible exception of NASCAR, they tell me.
Okay. Well, listeners, we want to put this question to the experts, you. So let us know what you think. Who is your favorite sports team? The Sox, the Patriots, Celtics, or Bruins? Or my personal favorite, none of them.
And don't forget about the Revolution.
Go Revs!
The Revolution, that European socialist vote. You can... You can find a place to vote on our website, RadioBoston.org. WBUR sports commentator Bill Littlefield hosts Only a Game each Saturday at 7 a.m. and then again at 7 p.m. You can also hear Bill most Wednesdays right here on Radio Boston. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Anthony.
Well, coming up, Mayor Menino wants to turn Boston's vocational school in Roxbury into Boston's innovation school. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.